This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Saturday is going to be 3 months since the sequester started, and it's tempting to think that other than the air traffic controller furlough mess, there really hasn't been that much of an impact on people. It's tempting, but it's wrong. An ABC News Washington Post poll last week showed almost 40% of Americans have been hurt by the across-the-board budget cuts. Among them, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports parents of kids who use the child development programs funded through Head Start.
Life got a lot harder for Demetria Level on May 3rd. That's when her four-year-old daughter, Nahare, was cut from a Head Start program in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, about an hour from Nashville. Level is 24, a single mom, who doesn't know what to do now that she has no daycare for her child.
Well, now I'm just, like, kind of juggling her around between family members so that I can make it to work when I do have to work.
Ironically, Level works as a substitute assistant teacher at the same Head Start center that dropped her daughter. Level cradles infants and herds rambunctious toddlers who insist on running when they should walk. Her child is one of 164 kids who were cut from Head Start in western Kentucky. Now Level is competing with other desperate parents for daycare.
Most places have waiting lists, and with the summer and with other people getting cut, it's kind of like a rush with applications and stuff, so it's kind of like a hold for now.
Everything is on hold for Level until she gets childcare, her plans to get a second job, her dream of going to college. Aubrey Nehring sees lots of struggling parents like Level. Nehring is CEO of Audubon Area Community Services, which administers 54 Head Start centers in the region. He lost about 5% of his budget because of sequestration. It's a cut of $750,000. Nehring worries that the kids who were dropped from Head Start won't be prepared for kindergarten.
Many of these children that are going to be affected will enter kindergarten at a much reduced likelihood of success in the future.
About 700 miles away, Monica Ortiz has the same concerns. She directs a Head Start center in Gaithersburg, Maryland.
What's in the picture?
Which will also get about a 5% budget cut. That works out to $95,000. Ortiz won't have to cut any kids from her daycare program, but she will have to turn away many parents who are anxious to get their kids into Head Start.
It's really frustrating because these phone calls aren't going to stop. There's always going to be families at our door looking for services, and we can continue to provide referrals out, but it's frustrating when we feel like we can't provide the services ourselves.
Ortiz also runs a Head Start home visitation program where a Head Start teacher visits a family and helps the parent and child get ready for kindergarten. Ortiz had to lay off two of her home visitation teachers. She thinks she'll also have to cut some families from the program and turn away others who've been waiting for months, like Delmi Escobar. Escobar's cheerful but chaotic household is about a 10-minute drive from the Head Start Center. Escobar wants to enroll her 18-month-old daughter, Sophia, in the home visitation program. She has big plans for her kids, and she knows it pays to start educating them early.
My dream is they go to college and they be one doctor or teacher or somebody to help the community.
Escobar wants her kids to have a better life than she's had. She grew up in El Salvador and had to quit school when she was 10. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.